friends, welcome to this episode. Okay, it's been a while that I haven't had enough time to work on Power English course, but by the grace of God, today I found the time and I decided to study or continue lesson 6 about role models or patterns. Okay. In this episode, I want to talk about the summary of the main lecture of lesson 6, role models. Okay, this lesson is about role models. What does it mean? At first, let's consider the meaning of role models. Models are people we are seeing on TV, and role models are some kind of like heroes, okay? The people who are successful in a field, for example, in football, I don't know, in basketball, in business, in relationship, in making money, in everything, okay? You know, not everything, in maybe in every field or one field or two fields or many fields, okay, doesn't matter. A.J. Hook was talking about role models, the importance or the significance of having role models. You know, he says when we have role models, we benefit two dimensions or two aspects. The first aspect is that we can learn from them. So the first one is learning from role models. You know, in my business, I've seen this, that when you have role model, you can move, you can learn, you can work very intelligently, very smartly, okay, and faster, okay. Having role models is very important if you want to be a successful businessman, if you want to have a good relationship in your life, if you want to make money, if you want to everything, okay? It doesn't matter. You must, it's not should, you must have role models. And about role models, you know... Yeah, the first one is learning from them. We can learn from role models. And the second one is that emotional push. You know, we can give, we can, excuse me, we can get energy from them, from our role models. For example, in my business, I have a role model, maybe... I have one definite role model, and also there are some other people that are somehow my role model. You know, there's a thing. You know, I have learned so many important tips in business from my role model. For example, one day I was reading his comment on social media that he has written that he was trying to advertise, I don't know, learning advertisement and marketing and so much. And you know, this is very cool and fantastic that we can learn easily from our role models that has passed I don't know, a few hours or many hours on something. For example, I learned from my my role model that marketing is not a good major to enter, okay, as a businessman. I learned that, you know, everyone has a special way and strategy in his or her business, but I decided not to enter the field of marketing and advertising. I don't know, advertising on TV, on I don't know, in the streets and so many ways, okay? So many places. I learned from him that I shouldn't I shouldn't work hard in order to make a lot of money, to make a dollar, to make, I don't know, much money, okay? I learned so many things, so many important tips from my role model. And this is very worthy, because as I told you, that our role model has passed so many times, has passed much time and so many hours on something, and then he has reached to something definite. And when you use from his or her experience, you can reach to him, okay? You can work you can work smartly and faster, you know. Yeah, so having role model has two benefits. The first one is that we can learn from them, and the second one is that we can get energy from them. And about learning English, A.G. Hook also told that we should have role models. He was talking about his a few students in his class, English class, that were learning so faster. And he said, A.J. Hook was saying that I was curious to know that what they are doing, that they are learning so much faster than the other students, okay? And then he started to ask from them that what they are doing and so on. And about learning English, he reached to some tips that the best English learners do. The first one is listening. A.J. Hook says you must listen a lot. I want to talk about repetition a few moments later. But anyway, listening is very important. He said all of my best students in my class, in my English class, had a lot of listening. For example, Jerry, I don't know, and something like that. After school, she was listening to A.J. Hook's podcast, courses, and so much. You know, so the first tip in learning English is listening. We must have a lot of listening. Listening, okay? The second one is reading. Reading for fun, not considering grammar rules, I don't know, vocabularies, no. We just want to enjoy from the process of learning something, understanding something, okay? We don't want to focus on new words, on grammar rules, and so on, okay? So this is very important. Pay attention. We shouldn't focus on grammar rules. We shouldn't focus on vocabularies. We just focus on the story, the plot of story, okay? Yeah, so the first one is a lot of listening. The next one, the second one, is a lot of reading. Reading novels, not textbooks, okay? Storybooks. Textbooks, not. Just storybooks, okay? Yeah. And then the third tip is that repetition. As I told you, we must have a lot of repetition, a lot of listening, a lot of listening, a lot of reading, a lot of reading. So the third point in learning English is repetition. We should repeat a file, a voice, I don't know, a video, anything, you know, it doesn't matter. We must repeat it so many times, maybe 10 times, 20 times, 30 times. And yeah, that's it. So there are three best ways to become master in English. These are strategies that the best English learners do, as Steve Kaufman. Steve Kaufman is a guy that knows maybe 15 languages, and this is awesome. You know, 15 languages, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 languages, you know. This is awesome. And all of these superstar learners do these strategies, these three strategies. The first one is a lot of listening. The second one is a lot of reading for fun, not focusing on the grammar rules or new vocabularies and so on. Okay, just reading the novel or storybook, not textbook. And the third one is repetition. We should repeat again and again and again and again and again and again. Okay, repetition is the key. I have written this on a paper, and I have put it. I have stuck it on my room wall, and yeah, repetition is the key. Yeah, that's it. Having role models is very important. It's very important. I suggest you have role models in your life. This is awesome. I have seen in my business. In my business, I have seen having role models can help you to move faster and faster and better and efficiently. You know, not just faster, also efficiently. You do some works that the other guy has reached to that way, to that strategy, after maybe 10 years. This is awesome. And yeah, that's it. It's been a while that I haven't listened to Power English course, and I missed it so much. And today I told myself, hey bro, let's get started and talk about and listen to this course. And yep, that's it. I wanna listen to mini story, and then I wanna finish recording the summary of the mini story. And then after tomorrow, I don't know, tomorrow or next week, I don't know. I wanna start the next lesson, I mean lesson 7, and this is awesome. You know, I remember something. Deep learning is very important, and A.J. Hook also mentioned it. Okay, deep learning is very, very, very important. Okay, you know, I want to talk maybe 3 hours or 5 hours about different things. And also I have some experiences like this. But, you know, let me tell this to you. This is very important. One of the things that affects I don't know, how can I tell this? One of the things that prevents deep learning is hurry. Okay, when we hurry, we can't learn deeply. You know, in learning something, learning language, business or tutorial, everything, you know, it doesn't matter. In learning, we can act in two ways. The first one is deep learning, that is awesome. And the second one that is not good is shallow learning. Shallow, S-H-A-L-L-O-W, okay? Shallow learning means, for example, you don't have a lot of repetition. You listen to one lesson maybe one time or two times, okay? But in deep learning, you repeat a file, repeat a session again and again and again and again. You listen to it, or you watch it, for maybe 10 times, 20 times. And this is awesome. This makes perfect, okay? This makes magic or does magic because you repeat something. And every time we repeat something, we learn and we understand it better, okay, than before. And yeah, this is awesome. So we would be better not having a hurry in learning, just enjoying the process, you know. I just want to talk about this, that the life is like a game, is like a jungle. We should discover, we should learn, we should, you know, enjoy, we should experience, not just hurrying to reaching something, to reach something and so on. You know, many of us are hurrying to reach to something, to reach to money, reach to, I don't know, house, to, I don't know, getting married, buying car, buying house, many things, okay? We are just running to reach to something, but this is not true. This is a wrong belief in life. We should have the attitude of enjoying moments, the attitude of enjoying moments. And this is awesome. This is awesome. This is awesome. And yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. And goodbye for now. Bye for now.